Birds are on the move. Tens of thousands of them migrate north every spring from Mexico and South America. It's a great time for people who enjoy identifying birds. Recently, reporter Nancy Eve Cohen joined a group of birders outside of Boston that includes people who are blind. And she sends us this story.
That's an oriole.
Jerry Barrier points out the song of a Baltimore oriole. He's never seen one or any other bird. He's been blind since birth.
If that's not a pretty sound, I've never heard one. When I hear the orioles for the first time in the spring, it's like, oh, it's so uplifting.
That's his I know spring is here bird.
Yeah.
That's his wife, Lee Barrier, who's keeping track of the species he hears today. Back when Barrier was a college student in the 1970s, his biology professor
didn't know what to do with me during the lab portion of the course.
So the teacher loaned him recordings of bird songs on vinyl and said his lab grade would be based on how well he could identify species in the woods.
By the end of the semester, I was a birder. I was hooked, and I've been doing it ever since.
All right, Cornell, let's go. Let's go.
Martha Steele walks alongside her guide dog, a yellow lab.
Red-bellied woodpecker. That's the first time I heard that this morning.
Steele started birding when she was in her late 30s, almost 40 years ago. She could see birds then, but could not hear them. She was hearing impaired because of a medical condition, which also caused her vision to fade over time.
I was scared, frankly, because I started losing substantial central vision.
So she got surgically fitted with cochlear implants. They allow her to hear really well.
Up to titmouse, do you hear that? Off to the right.
She remembers leaving the hospital with her husband and birding partner, Bob Stymest, and hearing birds for the first time.
I heard these chirp, 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 chirp sounds. Oh my God, what's that? And he said, house sparrows?
In that moment, she realized there was a path forward without sight.
And that started me all over again from the beginning, as a beginning birder, starting to learn bird songs by hearing. Birds keep me in the present, keep me focused on things that are much larger than me, the earth, the universe. And it also is something that I share very deeply with my husband.
Who's pointing out birds along the way.
There's a wonderful orchard oriole that's been right here in the trees.
Oh.
It hasn't been singing.
Jerry Barrier says birding allows him to live life on his own terms.
I want to get a lot out of my life as it is, because I can't change how it is, but I can change my attitude and I can change what I focus my energy on, and birding has really just, that's been it for me.
And this time of year, when birds are migrating, it's inspiring.
There is a huge world out there that I and other human beings know very little about and will never be able to fully experience, and it just gives me a feeling of awe, and I like that.
For NPR News, I'm Nancy Eve Cohen.